This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And yes, this is Money in Motion, brought to you by our good friends at Klaus Financial. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they would love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for their office, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. If you want to set up an appointment, they'd love to get to know you. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. I will give you a little tip here. If you pay close attention to the show, typically the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, the answer comes up during today's program. Joining us this week, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. Malia, how are you doing this morning?
Really good. It's another beautiful fall day.
Hey, well, you know what's great about this kind of weather? The mosquitoes go away. I don't know if they die or they just sleep for the winter, but they're not out there.
Yes, you are right.
Yeah, and joining us in studio, CJ Klaus. CJ, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see both of you. We've got a great show ahead, and of course, Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later. $25 gift card for Kohl's on the line there. I'll tell you all about that a little bit later in the program. But let's start out by talking about the different types of corporate retirement plans that are out there for individuals. It seems like in my parents and my grandparents' age, it was pretty straightforward. Now, and it's a good thing, there are a lot of different options, a lot of different things available to you, aren't there?
There sure are. And, you know, you bring up a good point. Typically, when we think back to what our parents had available to them, it was strictly a pension, and we'll describe that a little later, exactly what that entailed. But mostly that was money that your employer put away for you. And as we know, in the private sector at least, pensions are pretty much not around as much as we hear the other types of retirement plans. So we do have options, and I think really the crux of our show today is telling people you have available options to be putting money away either at work or on your own. And at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that you're taking advantage of those opportunities, because in many cases, your employer may be matching the dollars you're actually putting in as well. So typically, people are most familiar with a corporate retirement plan in the area of a 401k. If you're working for a school or hospital, it could be a 403b. Some of our schools, hospitals, and state employees have 457s available. And all of those plans allow for, in this case, you to be able to contribute to them. Also, situations where if you put in money, your employer will match you up to a certain percentage, maybe 50 cents, 50% up to 3%, something in that neighborhood. So one thing you've heard a lot from us over the last few years is don't give away free money. If you're not not taking advantage of a match, that's something we just shake our heads on every day and go, why wouldn't you at least put enough money to get your match? We want to make sure that, especially this time of year, that we're taking advantage of putting away as much as possible before year end in our corporate plans. We do have a December 31st deadline, unlike your IRAs, which are individual retirement accounts that you don't need a corporate plan for. Those you can put in money up until April 15th of the following year. So December 31st is the deadline. You want to make sure you're maxing out as much as possible your 401k, 403b plans, etc. And you want to know this. If you are over 50, there's something great that the government allows you to do, and that's called a catch-up provision. So normally you're allowed to fund up to $18,000 into your corporate retirement plans, but if you're over 50, you can add an extra $6,000, so a total of $24,000 going into them. We really want you to take advantage of this if at all possible, because in the end, we want to make sure that you have as much deferred income in there So you'll have a bigger pot at the end.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also give them a call at the office and set up an appointment. They'd love to talk with you. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to take more of your calls, and we'll also talk about the difference between a defined benefit and a defined contribution plan. Should be very interesting coming up next with Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas join us this week. We've got a question. They'd love to answer them for you right now when it comes to retirement. These are your retirement planning professionals. Of course, Money in Motion answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Website klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. So we started out talking a little bit about some of the corporate retirement plans out there for people. Let's talk a little bit about the difference between a defined benefit versus a defined contribution plan. How do those two differ?
Yeah, and before we do that, I just want to remind people of a couple things on the 401k front or the corporate retirement plan front. Malia and I often run into people who think of this as a kind of like, do I believe in Wall Street and investing in Wall Street? And so occasionally you'll get people say, no, I don't save into my company 401k, even if they offer me a match, because I just don't believe in the stock market. I think there's a fundamental misunderstanding there. You do not have to invest in the stock market just because you put money into your 401k. As a matter of fact, 401ks, IRAs, things like that are much more about taxes than they are about what you invest in. Let me repeat that. Corporate retirement plans are much more about taxes than they are about what you believe in terms of investing. You can invest in a money market fund, which is like a bank account. You can invest in a bond. You can invest in a stock, international. I mean, there's all kinds of investment options inside of your 401k plan. The question is, do you believe in getting a pre-tax contribution or a Roth contribution where it grows tax-free? So really, I encourage all of our listeners out there, if you're one of those people who goes, I don't believe in the stock market, I challenge you on that. Really call and talk to a professional about what is this corporate retirement plan all about.
And we, and Malia, during the last segment, you had kind of brought up when we talk about defined benefit pensions. And pensions, correct me if I'm wrong here, that would be a defined benefit, right?
Exactly right. So if you think, it's actually kind of confusing. For a long time, I didn't know how to keep these two straight, right? So if you think about it, a pension is something that typically in the past, your employer would put money into for you, right? And this happens still today with the Employee Trust Fund's pension for state employees, right? Even UW employees are part of that ETF pension program. And the employer puts in the majority, usually, although those who are part of the ETF are going, stop, Scott Walker changed this, we have to contribute more now. That's true. In some cases, you put money into that that pension as well. But typically, the majority is put in by the employer, so you're not in charge of majority. And then you get a defined benefit in the future, right? That's why it's called a defined benefit plan, in that when you reach, say, 65, they give you a piece of paper and say, here, make your election. And you might have multiple election options, but generally, it's make your election, and we're going to give you a monthly check for the rest of your life. Okay, a defined benefit. Now, a defined contribution plan is very different, because there is no defined benefit, because we don't know how your money's going to grow, right? Think of a 401k in this example. But a defined contribution simply means you, as the employee of this corporation, can define how much you want to contribute to this 401k bucket, and we, as the employer, can do the same thing. Now, here's the critical difference between defined benefit and defined contribution. One, which the pension, is a general liability of the corporation, okay? Meaning it's a bucket of money that if the company goes out of business, you may not get all of your pension, okay? And this has happened in many cases. A defined contribution plan, i.e. 401k, is not part of the general liabilities of the corporation, and therefore, if the company goes out of business, it has no impact on your 401k. So, truth be told, we actually like both types of plans, but there's less company risk mm-hmm. in a 401k plan.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. They are retirement planning professionals. If you have a question for Malia or CJ, love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And when you bring up the defined benefit plan, those pensions, you mentioned, kind of making that decision when it comes to electing what you're going to take. And there are certain things you really need to be aware of when you're making that decision, correct?
Absolutely. And this is probably one of those times where we tell people, slow down. You've decided you're going to retire. They send you, maybe 25 pages in the mail at least, if not more, giving you all your options. And we really want people to take a close look at what those options are before they sign on the dotted line. Because most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, it's irrevocable. So you make that decision. You have choices on there for this pension, assuming you had a pension plan. There'll be choices like single life, and that normally will be the highest amount that's offered. And that, you might say, oh, that looks good. But basically, when you sign on that dotted line, you'll have to have your partner sign off on it as well. Well, because you basically said upon your death, your partner will get no additional funds after you've passed away. So you really want to slow down. Maybe it makes sense to leave a 50-50 situation that each of you would, your partner would receive half of what you're getting at this point, which would be a reduced amount. You might have joint and survivor, and you might have a 10-year period certain. So each of these lengths of time will affect your benefit, and you really want to make sure that it plays out correctly based on your other types of income that you might be receiving throughout retirement. So slow down, get some professional assistance, because you really don't want to make the wrong decision at that time.
Well, so we work with a corporation down in Illinois. Actually, they're a national, multinational corporation, Hamilton Sunstrand. And we work with a number of the employees of that corporation. And they, if you've been there for any period of time, you could have three or four different variations of pensions. Some pensions offer lump sums. Others do not offer lump sums. Some offer accelerated benefits pre-Social Security. Some do not. And it's incredible the level of complexity when you have four pensions with 15 different payout options. Some give lump sums, some don't. Now, I realize for those who are listening to this radio show who go, hey, I'm just part of the employee trust fund's pension, it's pretty simple. That is true. It is simpler, but you know that you get that one page or two page summary each year that kind of shows you all these different numbers. And in most cases, the only number that really matters that much to you is the one on the back of the second page where it shows you your future monthly benefit. But even there, a lot of people go, so I don't see any payout options, CJ. And that's true. All they're showing you on that ETF pension statement is they're showing you the single life payout at those ages, which I think is 55 and 65 by default on the ETF statement. But that's not going to be what you get when you go to elect it. When you go to elect it, they're going to send you the 25-page document that Malia just mentioned with all the different payout options, with all the different tax disclosures. And at this point, ETF pension doesn't offer a lump sum for most people. There's some they do, but for most people, they do not. So I really encourage all of you, unless you're just incredibly familiar with this stuff, take a little bit of time, slow down, you know, look at what your best options are, because there's quite a few different things that are you can do creatively with pensions.
He's CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for Malia or CJ, love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Of course, you can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com or pick up the phone, give them a call, schedule an appointment. That first appointment doesn't cost you a thing. Telephone number 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number, because coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. We'll also talk about three letters, RMD, and those are very important letters. Malia and CJ will explain the importance of those next here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the telephone number, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. It is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Don't forget, we start a little bit earlier these days. We start at 8:05 and go through 8:30. And so if you're used to listening to the program, we're going, hey, what did I miss? You can always, of course, listen to the podcast, WIBA.com. You can also go to KlausFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. A lot of information as well as podcasts there as well. Joined this week by C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. Teased it a little bit before the break, those three letters, RMD. And for the record, before I knew you two, I had no idea what RMD was. Now that I know you guys, not only do I know what it is, it becomes a topic of pretty regular conversation outside of work.
At least we've educated one person in the audience. Yes, I feel pretty good about that.
You know, I was laughing as we were coming into this segment. I'm thinking to myself, I'm in my 30s, for those who don't know, and we're retirement planners. So literally, I sit down all day with people and talk about grandkids and retirement and RMDs and Social Security. And so I get around my peers and I go, how's your Social Security growing? I mean, you know, this is not what my peers talk about at all, but that's okay.
What is an R? For people who don't know, what are those RMDs?
Well, one thing we talk about on this show, and we've talked about it today, is put away money, put it in your tax-deferred plan. But you have to understand that the government's allowing you to do that, put away money so it's reducing your top line, you're not paying taxes on it, but at some point, guess what? The government wants their tax money.
What?
And so they start forcing it out of you, even if you're not ready to pay up. And at 70 and a half, that's what's known as a required minimum distribution. And so from any account that you have, whether it be an IRA, 401k, et cetera, you will have to start drawing money off after you turn 70 and a half the year following. And it will be a certain percentage, generally around 3.7%, 3.8% per year. You're going to have to start drawing off and actually paying taxes on those funds. So for most people, they're already taking enough money to satisfy that requirement. For others, they're like, whoa, I didn't really want to take anything out this year. But you have to. There are alternatives. We still have something available now that if you want to take your RMD and actually put it into a charity, donate it to a charity, you won't get the charitable deduction, but you actually will not have to pay taxes on it. So there are some interesting things you can do with it, but just important to know from every type of retirement account, with the exception of a Roth IRA, will have to start taking those required minimum distributions at 70 and a half.
Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, give us a call right now. And Chris took the time to call. Chris, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ.
Good morning. You guys are great. I have a question for you regarding lump sum payments. Mm-hmm. My spouse is also covered by a retirement plan, so taking the survivor benefits or that type of thing is something that we really don't need. I'm looking at a lump sum payment. Just wanted to take your pulse on that.
Yep.
And should I take that payment? I am 64 years old, a Roth versus a traditional IRA.
So, Chris, great question. And I want to just, for our listeners, set up what I think you're asking. So, Chris, I believe you're talking about a pension that's offering a lump sum. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So for those listeners out there, a 401k, you always have the option of kind of rolling it over once you retire from your employer. But in the case of a pension, you don't always have that option. Sometimes your company will just give you a monthly income stream. But in this case, Chris is saying that actually his company is not only giving him the option for monthly income, but also the option to take a lump sum. So Chris, you're going to hate my answer, but I've got to give it to you. It depends, right? It depends on a lot of different factors. And it's very personal. I will say that we tend to look very seriously at the lump sum and we consider it long and hard simply because if your company were to have financial troubles in the future, well, then we would have wished we had taken the lump sum, right? Take our money and run kind of thing. So it's one of those deals where we have to gauge the financial stability of your corporation plus your personal needs. But what I would say is look at that seriously. It's something you don't want to look back on later and regret. Sorry I couldn't be more specific, by the way, but there you go. And then as it pertains to Roth and traditional, when you roll over a pension lump sum, it has to roll initially into a traditional IRA. If you wanted to convert it to a Roth IRA thereafter, you could, but then you're just going to pay income taxes on all of it. So if you end up rolling over that lump sum, it'll initially have to go into a traditional IRA.
Great. Thank you.
Chris, thank you so much. That is a great question. That was one of the things I was wondering, too, when you talk about pensions. So let's say I take the lump sum. Couldn't I then just invest that money and work with you guys to develop a system to actually
develop a monthly income stream just like the pension would have done, except for now you have market risk, right? So there's different risks involved in each option. But Chris, great question. Thanks for calling in.
We got time for one more call at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. What is an LTC policy, by the way?
Long-term care.
Ah.
Yes. So another thing that we typically will see, well, we sometimes see with required minimum distributions is people reach 70 and a half. They start having this 3.5% required distribution coming out. They're then paying taxes on that. And they go, hey, I didn't plan for this. What do I do with this money? So you have kind of a couple options. Some people will pay tax and then just reinvest that money into an after-tax account. Other people will use that money to actually fund some sort of other need they have. Maybe it's an annual gifting program to grandkids, right? RMD comes out, you pay taxes, and you give some money to kids and grandkids. In other cases, it's a way to fund like a long-term care insurance policy. You say, you know, I never really, quote-unquote, I never thought I had the money to pay for long-term care, but now that I'm required to make this distribution anyways, I might as well look at some sort of a policy that protects my whole nugget in the event that I go into a nursing home. So by the way, long-term care could be a two-hour show in and of itself.
Oh, sure.
It's a very complex product that you have to be careful with, but there's some ideas for you.
But the one important thing I just want to mention too, we kind of left this out, is if you don't take the amount you're supposed to by the end of the year for your RMD, let's say you were supposed to take out $2,000 and you only took out $1,000, you are penalized 50% on the amount you did not take out. So we take these very seriously when we're keeping track of the various retirement accounts our clients might have, because we obviously don't want to miss an RMD and get taxed 50%.
She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And it works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial offices here in Madison at 608-442-5637. You are the first caller with the correct answer. You will win a $25 gift card for Kohl's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age must you begin taking RMDs? Telephone number 442-5637. Kloss Financial offices here in Madison. Good luck with that. CJ and Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.